soon other strange features become noticeable along the line of the wall. For instance, towards its right-hand end is what appears to be a plume of white smoke rising from some hidden location. We know the train has not produced it, because the smoke from the train's chimney has been shaped into a fat horizontal cloud by its forward motion. This cloud of smoke, on the other hand, appears to rise from its unknown source in an undisturbed vertical column, indicating that the air is still and windless, and adding to our sense of claustrophobia. To the left of the smoke, De Chirico provides another suggestion of an existence beyond the piazza. As partially obscured by the wall is what appears to be the mast and rigging of a sailing boat. For De Chirico, trains were a metaphor for the journey into the unconscious mind. It's also likely that they held a personal significance, since his father was a railway engineer. However, in this work, neither train nor boat seem to offer an escape from the stifling and eerie world of the painting. The harsh geometry of the wall and the colonnade is enhanced by the stone plinth beneath the statue and the bananas. Plinths are flat bases upon which a sculpture sits, and as such, are usually slightly larger than the base area of the sculpture. Not only is this plinth enormous, it also has a very strange shape, unrelated to the objects it supports. It fills the bottom half of the painting, emerging from the left of the picture and stopping just short of the colonnade on the right-hand side. In the bottom right-hand corner of the painting, we can also glimpse the near edge of the plinth. Its surface is smooth and a murky grey-green colour, giving it the appearance of slate. The paint has been applied quite thinly, so in places the lower layer of mustard yellow paint shows through, while across the surface of the plinth, individual brush strokes are visible in the paint. The near edge of the plinth reveals that the stone is probably several centimetres thick. This solidity, combined with the smooth surface, makes the plinth resemble the lid of a tomb. A dark, crisp shadow cuts across the top right-hand corner of the plinth, part of a larger shadow thrown by the colonnade across most of the piazza. Its presence is heavy and emphatic, but its shape does not seem to correspond with the shape of the colonnade. The only part of the piazza not cast in shadow is a chevron-shaped patch of ground painted bright mustard yellow. Compared to the darkness of the shadowed building, the stone plinth, the red brick wall and the black steam train, this patch of yellow appears very vivid and implies that the sunlight is strong and hot. This sense of Mediterranean heat is reinforced by the deep blue sky above the train that runs from dark azure blue at the top of the painting to a more golden hue as it disappears behind the wall. The yellow paint, describing this sunny part of the piazza, has been laid on the canvas smoothly, without any attempt at describing texture. Since other textures in the painting seem naturalistic, the viewer's instinct is to read this yellow surface as sand. However, this is a curious surface for a public square, and more reminiscent of a bullring.
Select the next audio clip to continue.